This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid. Over the weekend, VOA's Arash Arabasadi with details.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Security sources say that rockets were fired from a rocket. U.S. military base in Syria, VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
Two Iraqi security sources told Reuters at least five rockets were launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday. The attack against U.S. forces is the first since early February when Iranian-backed groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. Iraq's Kataib Hezbollah said early on Monday armed groups decided to resume attacks on U.S. forces in the country after seeing little progress on talks to achieve the exit of American troops during the recent Iraqi prime minister visit to Washington. In an apparent reference to the attack late on Sunday, the group said what happened a short while ago is the beginning. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, which include 18 children. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday dismissed any discussions of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a major assault, few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the deteriorating situation in Haiti's capital of Port-au-Prince.
As gang violence chokes Haiti's capital, residents are struggling to survive. In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes, and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on who the key players are in Donald Trump's hush money trial underway in New York and continuing on Monday.
Opening statements for Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial expected Monday. Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer turned foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say that a race car veered off the track during a competition in Sri Lanka and rammed into a crowd of spectators and race officials, killing seven people and injuring 20 others. Thousands of spectators looked on Sunday as the mishap took place during a race in a town in the teak-growing Central Hills, about 180 kilometers east of the capital of Colombo. Police said one of the cars veered off the track and crashed into spectators and officials of the event. Seven people, including four officials, were killed and another 20 being treated at a hospital. There were three of the injured in critical condition. I'm Tommy McNeil.